Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Kenny Chesney, here in studio with us for the first time. Thank you for coming to see us.
This is nice digs, Katie.
Thank you. I'm happy to have you in here.
It's good to be here.
We have so much to talk about with this book, but first I wanted to congratulate you on last weekend with the induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame. That had to have been like a very emotional afternoon.
It was. And I'll tell you, like a lot of people leading up to that, they would go, "How do you feel?" And I would say I haven't really accepted it yet, you know, because we're still working really hard. I got the book stuff. I got stuff. And it doesn't feel like that I'm going into the Hall of Fame. It still seems like I'm rolling, which we are. But I have to tell you, walking into that rotunda and they say your name over the speakers, Country Music Hall of Famer Kenny Chesney, and every living member is in there, you get to a place where it hits you. And that moment, the gravity of that moment is truly unbelievable. We had to sit and take a group picture, and there's all of us there, and I'm in that group. And that picture will be really, like, really big in my house somewhere.
Of course it will be. I don't know how you didn't cry, like, literally the entire time.
I was sitting beside, in the ceremony, I sat beside my mother and father, which was a gift, you know, to be at this place in my life and career and get inducted into the Hall of Fame and still have both them with us. And I sat right beside them, and the whole ceremony, my mother was squeezing my hand really hard. I said, "Mom, you're going to let go a little bit."
Oh my gosh.
So it was emotional. It really was. It was to have all my friends there and the people that have been on this journey with me, and a lot of people, you know, there's been a lot of ups and downs over the years. And to be standing there in that spot, I mean, that was just—it was just so insane. It's something that when you're a child and you go, okay, even an adult. When I moved to Nashville after college, I didn't see that night coming ever.
No,
ever,
how can you? I mean, when you are so just focused on like the 10,000 tiny steps you have to take to get to where you're going,
just to even get going in this business, and to stand up there in that place and in that spot where a lot of your friends and heroes have stood it hit me. And I accepted it. And when I accepted it, I was like, oh, wow, this is the most unbelievable feeling in the world to be validated like that and to be recognized to that level. It was an unbelievable. And our friend Kelsey came and sang for me.
Yes.
Megan sang for me, and Eric Church. Eric Church was on I don't even know who, somebody got sick and couldn't come. And they called Eric. And he was on vacation at the beach in Florida, and they called him. And the next day he flew up and did a medley. Like, everybody just did one song. Uh-huh. Eric did like an 8-song medley, like, and put that together in one day for me. It was unbelievable.
That's so incredible. Yeah. I can't even like imagine like the gravity of that moment. And then you've also got the release of this book coming.
Yes.
Like, I feel like you must be on like the craziest emotional journey right now, thinking about your life.
That's right. I mean, there's a lot going on, and it was very emotional writing this book. Because it's a lot like therapy. They tell you in therapy you have to keep telling the story, and every time you tell the story, you remember something different.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the way it was with this, So I'm glad I did it, though. It's been an unbelievable process. Holly and I have been writing this book since almost a year, well, over a year now.
Wow.
By the time it comes out. And I never saw myself writing a book. I didn't know that I was going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I was always so driven and so just forward thinking and working towards something, and we still are. But, you know, everything's been moving so fast that I haven't over the years taken the proper time to sit and truly reflect on what happened to me.
Yeah.
Right. And so when the idea of this came up, and I started thinking about the idea of, okay, what are we going to talk about? And all the stuff that has happened to me in my career and my life so far, I was pretty like stunned by it, you know, because I truly haven't stopped to think about those things. And I went, wow, all the people that have done this with me, you know, and all the people that have been on the road and my friends and heroes that have championed me over the years. That's the why, I think, is mm-hmm. I wanted to honor them and honor my journey. And that's where all this started.
Yeah. It's been so much fun reading this. You and Holly did such an amazing job, because it feels like just sitting down in the living room and you just like giving your life story.
Yeah.
And there's so many, you and I have talked so many times, and you always talk about how, you know, the guys that are with you on the road now are the guys that have been out there with you since day one. And what I thought was really cool that I was thinking about as I was reading it is you getting to know those stories, like realizing like you met Tim Holt in Little League baseball.
That's right.
And then got him to join the circus and come out on the road with you, like knowing all of that. Like I'm really enjoying it.
Thank you. I've got four guys that I grew up with in Knoxville and in Union County, Tennessee. One is now my property manager, but there's three guys that are out on the road with me that have been on the road with me since I started. But we all went to elementary school, high school. We were all college roommates.
Yep.
And then when I graduated college at East Tennessee State University, I moved to Nashville to chase this dream. And two of them went to work for a credit union. And I said, if I get to a place where I really get to do this, I want to call you guys and have you come with me. So a few years later, they got to call. And it was as much of it as it was a leap of faith for me to move here and chase mm-hmm. this dream, it was really a leap of faith for them, because they already had kids. They had wives that didn't understand
this
dream.
Yeah, I'm sure they had. Like, oh, we're going on the road. We can't get real fun. Like,
yeah. Yeah, so it was like, it was even more of a leap of faith for them. But to be able to do that with them and to be at this place in our life and to have experienced everything we've experienced is one of the biggest gifts for all of us.
I'm sure that it is. Do you feel like having those guys out with you has helped you stay grounded?
No question.
All of this?
When it all started changing, and like it's only human nature for your brain to change a little bit, you know, and the human ego goes, oh, yeah, like, you know.
Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, I'm Kenny Chesney. They know the exact button to push to bring me right down back to earth.
Well, it sounds like it was probably kicking your butt playing video games or something.
Yeah.
Like, kick out of that.
We played more college PlayStation football than you could imagine.
I laughed so hard when you were like, I've pushed shows 5, 10, 15 minutes trying to win a PlayStation.
Oh, no. Like I've got friends that get ready for their show at 2 in the afternoon for an 8 o'clock show. And my life is really different than that, you know. So
yeah.
I can be ready to go on stage in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Jeans, boots, t-shirt, straw hat, ready. That's it. So it was so competitive in PlayStation football that we would be like, we'd have like 5 minutes left in the game, but 5 minutes in a football game can take sometimes 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden here we are, and it's showtime, and we have held shows for at least, I mean, I can count at least 10 shows that we held for 20 minutes or more, because Daryl Hobby and I were so competitive, we didn't want to pause the game and we had to finish our college PlayStation football game. That's a true story.
Your tour manager must have been having a heart attack so many times.
Well, my manager was, because, you know, if you're 20 minutes late, then we're not going to cut our show 20 minutes. So we're past curfew. We're past. We got to pay
union
overtime
rates,
to the union people. We got, and all that happened because of my competitive nature.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. There's just so many fun stories in here. I'm trying to remember now. Like, it was hard for me to almost organize my thoughts because I could talk to you about this for hours. Yeah. But one of the really cool ones I felt like was so fun to read about was the night that you were opening for Jones and you got to ride home on the plane with him.
Well, when you grew up where I did, and with my grandmother. I lived with my grandmother for like 2 or 3 years because my mom and my father divorced before I was one, my biological father. And then I lived with my mom and my stepfather for a while. And then while he was in Vietnam, we lived with my grandparents. Mm. And that's where I first heard country music, was in her kitchen. And a lot of that was George Jones. And so we loved George, loved him. And then you fast forward years later, and I moved to town. I get a record deal that really wasn't working, but I had a deal. And George Jones and Tammy Wynette decided to do a reunion tour. And I think they did a record together, and they were doing a tour to promote it. And they asked me, of all people, to open that show for them. And I was stunned. I was like, wow, this is unbelievable. I get to be the person that does this. Now, nobody in the audience knew who I was. Nobody. I didn't have any. I had songs out, but none of them got played. Mm-hmm. And so, but I didn't care. It was so fantastic. I mean, the audience thought that we might have been a local band that they hired just to open for Tammy and George, but it was us. But nobody knew it. But after a couple of weeks, Nancy came to me because I would always, after my show, I would go back to the bus, change clothes, and then I would sit on the side of the stage and on the over by the monitor board and watch George's show. I mean, I just, he was the biggest thing ever to me. And so Nancy came up one day and said, would you like to fly home with us? And I'd never even seen a private jet, much less fly on one.
Right.
But an hour or two later, there I was on a private jet with George Jones flying back home. And it was somewhere in Texas, so it was a couple hour flight.
Mm-hmm.
And there we were. That's where our friendship started.
And I can't even imagine what must have been going through your head in those moments. Like, what am I even going to say to George Jones on this flight?
Yeah, and I didn't want to be that guy either. I didn't want to.
Yeah, you talked about that in the book.
I didn't want to embarrass myself. But then again, I wanted him to know how much I loved him, but I didn't want to seem like an over-aggressive fan at the same time.
Which is a really hard balance to find. Yeah, you really got to hold back.
So it was. That was an incredible, incredible night. And George and I were really good friends until the day he died.
Wow.
Yeah.
So incredible. Yeah. I feel like there's so many moments in this book that I think about you and how you must have just been like, how did a kid from East Tennessee end up in this moment?
Oh, yeah. And if you'd told that kid in East Tennessee that this was all those stories that are in this book would have happened, I would have told you were crazy.
I know.
Because I used to, I opened the book, one of the things that I used to do, and it's so ironic later in my life because I did the same thing on my boat in the Virgin Islands, is that I would lay out in the backyard of my grandmother's house and just look up at the stars at night. I loved it. I was always very curious. I was always wondering what was out there past my county line, because we only went where I lived. We lived so far out, we didn't get light pollution from any city.
Yeah.
So when it got dark, it was dark and it was beautiful. And the only roads I knew were the roads to school, church, the ballpark, and to my cousin's house. Once a year, I would go into Knoxville a little bit to see the Christmas lights. That's how far out we lived. So you fast forward a long time now, and I have this life, and I have my boat in the Virgin Islands, and I'm lying on the bow of the boat in the middle of the night because I couldn't sleep, and it's the same sky. It's the same stars you're looking at. And I just felt so blessed and had so much gratitude, you know. But if you'd have told that kid he was going to be lying on that boat, you know, later in life, I
never
would have
believed
he wouldn't have believed it.
One of my favorite like arcs of the story, like I'm just past this point in the book right now, but it's where you've gone from this point of like, you know, you're opening this festival for George Strait, and everybody's like, they know the songs, but they're like, who's Kenny? Like, I don't know who Kenny Chesney is.
Yeah, that was a lot of years of my life.
Right? I know, and I think that people probably, it's like the, you know, the famous Nashville, like, 10-year overnight success, right? Like, you've been grinding this out forever. People know the music, they might not know the face, and then all of a sudden, who the fuck is Kenny Chesney?
That's right. Kenny, I had an 18-song greatest hits album, and nobody knew who I was.
That was crazy to me. Like, when I was like, wait, this is when that came out? Like,
yeah. I had a lot of songs. I would go out and play fairs or open for people, and nobody would know who I was. But then I would play whatever song it was, and they go, oh, yeah, I know that song. And I could see, I'd get a rise out of How Forever Feels. Oh, I know that song. Mm-hmm. And I know She's Got It All. I know that song. And I know Don't Happen Twice. Yeah, I know that song. And so I had like 18 songs that people knew, but nobody connected the dots with some sort of any sort of image. But there was nothing to connect because I hadn't found myself yet.
Yeah. And then No Shoes comes. And then No Shoes came.
And
changes.
Then we had, you know, that album sold 4 million copies and it was changing my life. And then people came to hear those songs. And then they realized, oh, God, this is the guy that's had 10 years of hits. So all of a sudden we had an over 2-hour show instantly of hits, and it was on. I mean, it was on.
It's just so, it's almost so magical that it happened that way, because I feel like today you see kids who like have that kind of success and, you know, the one album, but then they can't hardly fill out a live show set, you know, and they got to play a lot of covers and they make it work.
Yeah.
But to have what you had, it's like everything aligned so perfectly.
Yeah. And that's one thing I got asked the other day, what I hope people get from this book. This book is a roadmap of a dream. Mm-hmm. And you can either take this roadmap or not, but this roadmap is full of friends. It's full of really hard work. It's not viral. It's by word of mouth, you know. But everything's so viral today that this map doesn't really exist much anymore. But it can work.
I mean, no, it can work,
and I see people doing it this way. It's just not as instant, right? But that's how it was for us. Nothing was instant. Nothing, and I'm so thankful for that now. But it's all, because it's only human nature. When I got started, I mean, I was confusing to me to have an 18 song greatest hits record and nobody know.
Mm-hmm.
But because I was seeing people that was having a lot more success than me.
That's so hard.
So it's hard. It's hard for anybody. So you fast forward and you go, wow, I was on a specific path. It was supposed to be this way.
Yeah,
there was something more coming for me. But it's hard as an artist when you see it happen for other people and you feel like that your songs are as good as those and it's just not happening. That was my life for a long time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's a part in the book that really hit me the hardest because I had almost the exact same moment with my mother. And it's when you went home and you were really grinding things out and your mom just said, Kenny, do you want to come home? And you said, I can't. I have to do this. And that is a powerful moment in like a coming of age story because, you know, a lot of people, it's when you're ready to throw in the towel.
Well, she was, are you talking about when I was just getting started?
When you were just getting started and you went home and she was like, Kenny, do you want to just come home?
Yeah.
Like,
and I said, I just can't do it because I truly believe this is the right path I'm supposed to be on. But she was like, it's okay if this doesn't work. But I said, no, I'm going to, because she had seen me play in college. She had seen me play in different places. And she was supportive, but I think it was in a way of, I think she thought that I was just going to do this for a minute and then come back and come home. And she didn't want to see me fail or didn't want to see me be disappointed, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But, and then it started happening. And then it really started happening. Look, my mom had me when she was really young, so she's never been old to me.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up together, and
yeah.
I mean, and it's just the way it is. And so when I got really busy, the harder part than what you talked about was she told me, she goes, I just can't reach you anymore.
Oh, that's hard.
And that was hard, but I was so messed up, and I was already down this path and chasing this dream. I heard it, but I didn't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I heard her say those words, but I didn't acknowledge it because I was already gone. Mm-hmm. Like nothing was going to change it.
Yeah. And you gotta learn that lesson the hard way. Unfortunately, that is one that it just won't reach you. You know what I mean? Like I think that
so that's why it meant a lot to her probably to sit beside me at the Hall of Fame the other night.
Sure,
and that's probably
that
why
did.
She was really squeezing my hand because she got to be there with me.
I can't even imagine the pride pouring out of both of you.
I can't imagine.
Parents,
I mean, she goes, you don't understand because you don't have a child. I said, okay, you're right. I don't. But I imagine if I had a child and that happened to them, that I'd be very proud.
I imagine so. I know that you said that writing this book was healing, and I know that there's a lot of reflection at this point in your life with everything that's going on, but what do you feel like you learned about yourself writing this book?
Oh, wow, that's a great question.
Like, were there patterns or things you were able to see looking back that...
Well, I mean, it's not that I've learned it. I've always been very focused. I have always been very driven.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, Katie, I went on this path and I've had a lot of people say, hey, you know what? We think it's great that you gave so much of your life to this. And I went, no. I gave all of it.
You did.
All of it. And so, and I don't know where that comes from. I get this love of, maybe it's my father, because he was a coach and he was very disciplined and, work ethic was really important to him, but I get this ability to connect with the masses and spread positive energy and love from my mother. I know that for a fact, and I'm very thankful for that. And we were in Foxborough 2 years ago when we ended the Sun Goes Down tour, and my mom's a twin, and I saw both of them standing over there on the side of the stage. And I just looked out at this sea of people who were just having a blast. And I brought my mom and my Aunt Sharon out on stage, and I introduced the crowd to them because I wanted them to, because there have been so many years that I've sat there at that stadium and had so many great moments of connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted them to meet the source of that.
Yeah.
And I don't think I answered your question, but that took me there anyway.
Yeah, no,
but
it's fine.
I don't know. I just learned... writing this book that I was been very blessed. I have so much gratitude. But even as a kid, I mean, I was just always very curious and always wanted to push this dream to see where it would take me, even early on.
Mm-hmm.
And not even knowing, not even understanding what the dream was, right? I didn't know I was going to do this. I didn't. But as a kid, I just wanted to see what was out there.
Yeah.
It's not that I wanted to leave. I just wanted to know.
Mm-hmm. I think I relate to that longing because, like, I never thought this is what I would be doing or at this level ever. Like,
yeah.
I thought I'd just, like, grow up and be a teacher. I don't know. Like, I didn't. Yeah. But I was, like, kind of curious. Like, I just felt like there was something more. And so, like, that part of really reading all this is really just, it's also hit me and made me reflect a lot. Yeah, what memories do you feel like hit the hardest when you were sitting down telling Holly stories? Like, was there one where you're like, oh, I haven't thought about that in a while? Or.
Well, everything was kind of song specific.
Yes.
And David Farmer, my road manager, and I, we lived on a houseboat when we were kids, or not kids. It was like right after high school, the year before our first year in college, and we were lifeguards at a state park pool, and we lived on his houseboat, and we just constantly listened to music. So whenever I hear The Joker by Steve Miller, I think about those memories. And whenever I hear Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen, I'm in my high school football locker room getting ready to run out on a Friday night. Whenever I hear Tom Petty, I went to Dean Smith's basketball camp. He was a longtime basketball coach at North Carolina, and he had a basketball camp every year. And I would go, and I went one year, and that was the first time that we went to this community cafeteria to eat every day for lunch. And they had a screen, I swear to God, that felt like it was as big as that wall. Uh-huh. And that was the first time I saw MTV. And I saw Tom Petty, and I forgot the name of the song, but it was where he's wearing the big top hat. And
yes,
I think it was called Don't Come Around Here No More. Yeah. But I was just staring at that, like, what is this? And then I paid attention to the music for some reason. And the song. And so there was all these moments within this book where I was just being tapped on the shoulder, if you will, with the universe, with music, because I wanted to be an athlete. But there was a show that I went to see as a kid with my mom in a field to go see Alabama. I went to see George Jones, Conway Twitty, and Merle Haggard on Thanksgiving night that I went, wow. And then there was this Tom Petty moment, and there was all this stuff. And I think it's really interesting now. This is not something that I learned about myself, but I think all of us have this in our life where we experience these small moments at the time, and we think they're just small moments that you just kind of push away in your life. But then you get older and you look back, and those moments meant everything.
Right. You zoom out and connect the dots.
Yes, you zoom out and you go, oh, wow, like that was, I was supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was all those. Yeah, like connecting the dots to who the person I am today.
Life is so beautiful when you
look
at it
like that.
And it just,
Writing this book made me connect those dots. It made me see that about not just how those dots were connected, but how we're all connected in ways that we have no idea why, but we are.
Mm-hmm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kenny, I'm just so happy for you. Like, thank I really you. Am. Like, seeing thank all you. This, reading this book, it's been so fun. You are going back to Spear.
Yes,
next summer. What are you excited about for this?
Well, it's just one of the most amazing experiences, I mean, that we've ever had. What was great for us, you know, because we didn't really know how it was going to be until we got there and got a few under our belt. But what it truly forced me and all the creative people that put this together, it forced us to go down different neural pathways in our brain.
Oh, yeah.
So we're like, okay, well, let's just say we got a stadium show this year. Well, we're pretty used. I'm not saying it's ho-hum at all, but we're pretty used to knowing what we have to do to present that to the world. Mm-hmm. Well, this was completely different. It was a blank canvas. And for someone as creative as me, I'm sitting there going, okay, well, what are we going to do?
What is even
so there was
possible,
some anxiety that came with that. But once we got up there and got it done and we got up there on stage and we were able to connect with this audience in a completely different way, it was beautiful. And so they asked us to do it again and we can't wait. And we're going to change some of it because you have to change it, right? I mean, it can't be the – if I went to see somebody's show at the Sphere and loved it and they came back the next year and invited us back – I wouldn't want to see the exact same thing. So we're in the process right now in the middle of the book, already approving stuff, and creatively our brains are turning and our heads are turning and everything. It's going to be fun once we get it done, you know, but it was just a beautiful way to give the fans this music and let them experience all these songs that they've lived with for a while in a mm-hmm. completely different way. It's crazy, but you could just see how happy they were. But for me, it was hard at first because for years, as you know, I'd be on stage and we're right here. Like I'm looking at the audience. That's my mojo. Like we're going to be together tonight and this is the way it is. This is our connection. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm still there, right? And for the first couple of shows, I had to get used to it. And then I would eventually pull them over the fence, mm-hmm. but it's just human nature to be there and go.
Exactly. I remember you saying this to me because I was there opening night. I remember being like, everybody's looking up. Like,
I know, they can't help it.
You can't help it.
Because it's so immersive and it's just so beautiful. And I think it's emotional in nature. I think that when we saw the show as a band, like we got to record some of us on stage and it's mm-hmm. almost like watching us on stage. It's crazy. Yeah. And then you see all of it put together. It's, I don't know. It's like I had this thought like, wow, this is how life should be. Mm. This is how you know, it's like a fisheye lens. It was so beautiful and it's over you. It's in you. It's around you. It's
crazy.
It's crazy.
I remember leaving and going like, how are we all just going to go back to a normal concert after this? Like we're ruined.
Yeah, I know. But we will one day.
No, we will. No, I mean like going to any concert after seeing I was like, oh my God, now that I've experienced this, it's crazy. And I've told like anyone who listens, like you have to go see Kenny at Sphere because it's so much fun. You. I also say my number one piece of advice to everyone, because I had a cute little cowboy hat on that night. Do not wear a hat because I spent the whole night.
That's right.
Like this. Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to be at the chiropractor the next day.
We caught ourselves doing it like as a band. Like we could see like all the content was behind us and it came over us.
Yeah.
And we above the crowd, you could see the content behind mm-hmm. them and we could see it there and there. And I don't know if you remember, you were there first night.
Yeah.
And a song that I've sang a million times, I forgot the words to. And I just looked around at the band and, you know, I can usually rely on Wyatt, my piano player. Mm-hmm. And like he will pick it, but he was doing the same thing I was. I looked back at Wyatt and he was going,
you know what's so funny? I don't even remember that happening. I didn't even catch it because I was also looking up. But
it was so intense, you know, I was like, I was dying up there. But the reason that happened was because I got distracted.
Yeah, how could
I
you
was,
not?
I was sitting there singing and something. I went, wow, that was pretty cool. And then I forgot the second verse, all of it.
I'm surprised. So, not that you will, but like, if it was me, I would probably trip and fall at some point up there because I'd be looking up instead of watching where I was walking. Like, it's such a trippy experience, but it's so cool and it's so beautiful.
Yeah, I can't wait to go back.
Last thing I wanted to ask you about.
Okay.
New music. I know that you are very much in book world right now, but I also know that you never stop being creative and thinking about what's
my fingernails
next.
All of a sudden. There
you go. Oh, no. Are you working on music right now? Have you even thought about that?
Like, yeah, I was. Mm-hmm. I was working on new music a lot this summer, and then I got into book world. And so I put a pause on that. At some point, I will. I mean, yes, I'm working on new music.
Yeah,
that's the answer to your question. Yeah. That's the short answer. But we're nowhere close, you know. So we'll see. It'll be sometime, maybe in the future.
We got to get through this, right? What are you looking forward to once like book tour is done? We got the holidays coming. Like, do you have some space where you're going to be?
Like, I'm looking forward to because the book launch is going to take us to almost all the way to the CMAs.
Oh, God,
and that's that now is like the week before Thanksgiving.
It's crazy.
So, yeah, once all that's over, I am looking forward. Man, I've been on a diet for a minute. So
really?
I'm going to eat something.
Kenny Chesney, thank you so much for coming here.
I love
this
you.
And taking the time. I love you, too. And I really like enjoying
I really
this
did
book.
Like your cowboy hat at the Sphere, though.
Thank you.
It was pink, if I remember.
It was red.
Red.
It was the cutest outfit. Yeah. I agree. But I truly, there's like a video of me that Kelly Bolton took where I'm just looking up like this. And I kept having to go like this. Like, everybody else is looking up, and I'm, like, trying to stretch my
Now,
neck.
If I remember right, after the show, I came back into the Sphere because there was a little bit of a get-together going on after the show, and it seemed like you girls were having a blast.
We had the time of our lives.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
You put Ballerini in Vegas, and we had a very lovely time.
Yeah.
I think I texted you we drank a lot of champagne the next day on the way home. Yeah, we just carried that right on in through the weekend. So
I could have done that because I had to work.
I know. You were working, and we were having
a
blast.
I was a party pooper. I didn't get to do it.
It's hard when you're the one that's got to work and everybody else is having a fun time.
Yeah, everybody thinks I'm on the road. Not all my songs are about drinking and partying and stuff, whatever, that I live that. I don't.
Well, like, you can't.
I can't.
Especially doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like with the shows, like the regiment that you're on. Like, I know Taylor Swift. Like, I had so much respect for performers. I've talked to Luke Combs about this and hearing Taylor Swift talk about it in her doc. Like, you are like an athlete at that. Like, you
that's
have
right.
got to really take care of your body.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you end up in a situation where you're canceling shows. And you can't do that when there's 60,000 people in the parking
lot. I've lived that life before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to a point where, okay, now I have to make a choice. I'm either going to act a fool like I've done so far in my career out here, or I'm going to do what I really love.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a moment that I couldn't do both, and this one, you know, the career one, not the acting a fool one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I watch all
these
artists.
It was fun doing both.
I bet it was.
But I couldn't do it like that and still be, because I wanted the fans to get all of me. Not only that I want them to get all of me, I want them to get the best of me. And that's important to me.
And that's why we love you, Kenny Chesney.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.